laughing like children who had pulled a prank. Chapter 74.
Pregnant. No doubt about it. Everything fell into place once the physician gave me that word. Everything made sense. And nonsense. One time, one night, it never occurred to me that that could happen to me. But here I am, swollen up like a gourd on toothpicks, sitting in my fortress south of Taglios, writing these annals, watching the rains fall for the fifth month running, wishing it was possible to sleep on my stomach or side, or to be able to walk without waddling. The Radisha has provided me with a whole crew of women. They find me amusing. I come back from trying to teach their menfolk something about soldiering, and they point at me and tell me this is why women don't become generals and whatnot. It is hard to be light on your feet when you can't see them for your belly. The baby is an active little thing, whatever it will be. Maybe it is practicing to be a long-distance runner or a professional wrestler, the way it hops around in there. My timing seems to be good. I have gotten almost everything I have to record written. If, as the women promise me, all my fears and doubts come to nothing and I survive this, I will have 5 or 6 weeks to get into shape before the rivers go down and the new campaign season begins. Regular messages come from Croker at Deja Gore, thrown across the river by catapult. It is quiet down there. He wishes he could be here. I wish he could be here. That would make it easier. I know the day that the main is down enough to cross, I will be on the north bank, and he will be there on the south. I am feeling very positive these days, not like even my sister can ruin things now. She knows about this. Her crows have been watching. I have let them, hoping it irks the devil out of her. Here is Ram, back from his bath. I swear, the closer I get to my date, the worse he gets. You would think it was his child. He is scared to death that what happened to his wife and baby will happen to me and mine, I think. He has grown a little strange, almost haunted. He is terrified of something. He jumps at every little sound. He searches the corners and shadows every time he enters a room. Chapter 75. Ram was scared with good reason. He had learned something he should not have. He knew something he was not supposed to know. Ram is dead. Ram died fighting his strangler brothers when they came to take my daughter. Narayan is a dead man. He is walking around somewhere out there, maybe grinning that grin, but he will not wear it long. He will be found, if not by soldiers hunting men with indelible red stains on their palms, then by me. He has no idea how strongly my powers have returned. I will find him, and he will become a sainted strangler much earlier than he would like. I should have been more wary. I knew he had his own agenda. I have been around treacherous men all my life, but never, ever did it occur to me that from the beginning, he and his ranking cronies were interested in the child developing within me instead of in me, myself. He was a consummate actor. Grinning bastard. He was a true deceiver. I never even chose a name before they collected their Daughter of Night. I should have suspected when the dreams went away so suddenly. As soon as I had been through that ceremony,